Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm Dallas captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
Good day time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with other people who have a mind and a mouth. That group is limited. Well, it includes, but not limited to. How about that? Molly Page. I'm now feeling like I need, because Molly's new to the program, I need to introduce her first before Kenny and Richie and when Jen
well,
comes
ladies
back.
Ladies first, anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, uh-huh. So you go through the door to the broadcast room first, Molly.
Nice, thank you.
The city of Des Moines, Iowa, in the focus today because about 5 million hens at a farm just outside of Des Moines are going to be destroyed after it was found that they have the bird flu, a highly infectious and very deadly bird flu virus. The Department of Agriculture says that they will destroy all of, as a matter of fact, this county, Osceola County, has 10% of the state's egg-laying hens. There are 59 million hens in Iowa. And so 10% of them are going to get smoked today. Egg industry marketing experts say it's too early to predict the impact on prices. What's a dozen eggs cost now? What does it cost to buy a dozen eggs? $3, $4, $5, $6, $7?
I thought it was about $2.50.
We used to sell them in the store for $6 a dozen organic eggs. What about chicken? How much do you buy chicken a pound for now? You go to the grocery store, you go to a butcher.
I don't buy chicken.
No, I don't either.
I do, but
what does it cost a pound?
I think I pay like $7 or $8 every time I buy chicken. I usually buy a pound and a half.
Okay, so here's what happens to this stuff. These are egg layers. The egg-laying hens, when they get older and they stop laying hens, they stop laying eggs, they are taken to the usual place where hens are slaughtered, and they are not the difference between the two, laying hens and hens that are grown for their meat. First of all, the hens that are grown, if they are not free-range hens, they're grown in a warehouse, a big barn, 30,000 of them usually at a time, and they take about 6, 7, 8 weeks to grow from when they're chicks to when they are going to be slaughtered. And they stay in the same place. They're given all kinds of hormones if they're not organic or naturally fed. And that's the stuff that gets used by Chick-fil-A, gets used by McDonald's, fast food restaurants, wherever you buy. And you buy it in your store. Cheap cuts of chicken breast come from these sources. And then the Campbell's soup, Campbell's, whoever is making chicken noodle soup, the chicken that's used in that doesn't come from the same sources as the chicken that you buy filleted or breast or whatever it is in the butcher shop. The stuff that comes that's used in the chicken noodle soup are the old hens that have been laying eggs. So the birds that are in, these birds are all just going to be killed and burned. But when they are finished laying, they slaughter them and they use those pieces of meat. They cut them up, small little pieces of meat, and put them in the chicken soup. So that's the difference between, you wouldn't find hens' breasts used in prime locations for prime chicken because the breasts are all old and saggy.
Wow, you're knocking older chicken breasts.
Yes,
that's
what I'm doing. Older chicken breasts.
Wow, old and saggy. Only go for the young chick breasts.
That's it, right.
That's
okay.
Too bad.
So you understand what the situation is. I'm trying to clarify so everybody knows what the story is with all of these hens in Iowa. That's that story. There are other, it seems to me, well, the dog flu we talked, was that Friday? When that became a story about 1,000 dogs or so that have dog flu. And I called Warren and I didn't get back from him or haven't gotten back to him, Warren Eckstein, to find out what really happens when the dogs get the flu. I don't remember. Did your dog ever get sick? Richie, your dogs ever get the colds or flus? Or Molly, did your dog? Charlotte was never sick that I knew. She had an upset stomach when she'd eat the wrong stuff, but I don't think she was ever sick from anything else in her life. And but the
McCartney, she didn't get sick, except, you know, she was a rescue and she had severe malnutrition when I found her. So she had some tummy problems, digestive problems. But otherwise, she never got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember our dogs ever getting a cold or the flu or anything.
So this is something. And by the way, your dog, your cat, your pet is subject to the same foibles and frailties as are you. If you can build up your dog's, your pet's immune system, they are not going to get these things any more than humans will get them, as long as they got a strong immune system. People don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. Animals don't get sick if they have strong immune systems. I've learned that on the farm. We've had animals, calves that were born in the early spring, and if they get their colostrum and they get their, they get a spray thing up their nose and a couple of other things that, that increases their body's awareness of how their immune system functions, they never get sick. If we don't get to them fast enough, you can count on them getting pneumonia. You can count on it. And sometimes that ruins them for life. If they don't come out of it fast enough, their lungs get scarred and they're of no use. And that's all about the immune system and how it works. So in terms of the bird flu, I mean, we had this around H1N3 or whatever it was a couple of years ago. And everybody, the news media tried to scare the hell out of everybody with it. Nobody got it. Really? I don't think there is any real problem with it at all. Just as there really isn't every year, Ken Kronos and I argue about this, get a flu shot. Why? The flu vaccine this year was no good. It didn't address any of the flus that were around. So why are you going to get it? And basically...
Oh, but you don't know that until at the end of the flu season.
Right. So that's... Well, but the point is... Most of the people that come down with this stuff, young children that don't have a strong immune system, babies, that sort of thing. And then remember when Megan's baby was born, there was concern about the whooping cough, Southern California, flus, that kind of stuff. It turned out not to be a problem, but it was something that they were told by their pediatrician to be aware of. The same thing is true with pretty much anything else, even cancers and things, not heart disease. You can't do much about heart disease with the immune system, but cancer you certainly can. And most other maladies that will bother you, if you have a strong immune system, it works. So the bird flu and all these other things, this is just another way of the news media scaring the hell out of you. Now, why did I tell you the story? Well, because I was interested in telling you about what the difference was between the chickens and the hens that are laying. And by the way, that's really, if they're called chickens, they're for meat. If they're called hens, they're for eggs. All right, does that help clarify?
I want a hen.
You Which want one a hen? Crosses the road?
Yeah. Chicken.
The chicken crosses the road.
Right, because it's dead meat and when it gets run over.
Right. Oh. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Roadkill. Nice. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, relaxing under the oak trees of Leesburg, Florida.
I'm Debbie Donato. Took a week and a half to come down, be with Widow's Sons, which is a Masonic Riders Association, be with all of our brothers, loving Spanish Moss, because I've never seen that, so that's very cool. Going all the way down to Key West, and then heading all the way back up north.
Rally time, today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Frank Kerpetsky. I'm from Long Island, New York area. Half the fun of these bike fests is the rides. It's fun when you're here, you meet different people. We're sitting here talking to for the last 2 hours. He's from Venezuela. He's driving a crotch rocket. We drive cruisers, but he's a biker. He loves it a different way.
American Biker Minute.
This is what makes bike fests so good.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Ham says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those 2 strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139. 6139.
Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This swimmer's 9 Olympic golds were an American record for 32 years. 7 of those were won in the 1972 Games, where he set Olympic records in every event.
And it's Mark Spitz in lane number 4, and Spitz is going to win it easily.
So where is Mark Spitz now? Mark commissioned the formulas for a new line of men's skin products called Stuff, which are vegan and cruelty-free. Mark became a stockbroker in 2002 and continues to travel the world as a motivational speaker. In 2012, he endorsed a bid by Istanbul to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. But you really know you've made it when you're mentioned on Family Guy.
That's a great costume, Joe. Are you FDR?
No, I'm Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz.
Gold medal comedy right there. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Things we can't do anything about. The Bluebell Creamery issue. Don't buy their ice cream. If you have it, bring it back. That's it. It's lousy ice cream anyway, so you're not missing much.
Hey, but props to the CEO. I heard him all
over the news. They've done a great job. Smart.
Saying, we don't want anybody to get sick. We're bringing everything back.
Yep.
We want to do this the right way. He got right up out front. You don't see a lot of companies take that hit so willingly, so props to him.
All right, so now the situation in Baltimore with the death of this fellow whose neck was basically ripped off of his head was ripped off of his neck. And nobody seems to know from nothing. 6 officers are suspended. We don't know whether that's with pay or without pay, but the city of Baltimore looks bad, as do all these other cities look bad when there are these kind of incidents. And I don't know that there's much more to say about it, other than it's very troubling that these sorts of things keep happening. We're not there. So we don't really know what the police were confronting with this guy. But at first blush, one wonders why they went after him. He just ran away, and they ran after him and tackled him. But he wasn't a participant in anything going on that they were there for.
Everybody seems to think that whatever happened to him happened after he was put into the paddy wagon. Mm. If you look at him being dragged from the sidewalk into the paddy wagon, I mean, his legs aren't moving at all. He's screaming in pain. I'm thinking something happened before they pulled him into the paddy wagon, and we have no information from anybody who witnessed this, like the person who taped it with the cell phone. We don't know what the guy did. We don't know why he was tackled. We don't know.
True, but he was standing up. He was standing up before he got into the van, and he was talking.
Yeah, when they took him out of the van, he couldn't talk and he couldn't breathe.
Everything I saw from him in the video was he was laying on the ground, and then they picked him up and drug him into the van. So I don't. Did you see him standing up before?
Yeah, he had one officer on each arm. They lifted him up. One leg was kind of dragging, and it looked like he couldn't completely walk by himself. But then they stood him up. No, he stood up before they put him in the van. He was talking, and he stood up for a minute before they put him in the van. Mm. And you can't do that with a severed spinal cord.
Right, yes, correct. Mm.
Yeah, so whatever happened in there.
A Maryland family said they were forced to sit in a vomit-soaked seat during a return flight home after a vacay in Orlando. Scott Shirley boarded a United Airlines flight with his wife and son when the trio noticed an unusual smell after placing their carry-on bags underneath their seats. After realizing their bags were damp, the family recognized the odor as vomit. The wife reached down and rubbed the floor. The whole floor was wet. She put her nose down and said, "Oh my God, this is throw up."
It's all part of the experience, Russ.
Yeah, nice job there on United. These people just don't get it. My God. You know, why wouldn't you rush to clean it up and keep your customers happy? Instead, the stewardess has ignored it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.